Sauro Poseidon is a herbivore. The evolutionary strategy for this giant is to lay hundreds of eggs in the hope that maybe just one or two survive to adulthood. To build eggs and embryos, they must consume thousands of calories of vegetation. Tyrannosaurus rex is a carnivore. To produce eggs, it also needs nutrients, calcium, and protein. But this female doesn't get calcium from munching on plants. She gets it by crunching bone, the bones of plant eaters.
Tyrannosaur could process a lot more of its prey, be able to digest more. It could get the meat from the marrow, the nutrients from the marrow. It could even digest some of the bone itself.
And there's proof that T-Rex got its calcium straight from the bones of herbivores.
We have T-Rex turds, we have coprolites, fossilized feces from Tyrannosaurus, and it shows pulverized bits of plant-eating dinosaur bone in there. So it munched down and crunched the flesh and the organs and the bones and swallowed all of it. And the bones made it out in digested form out the other end of the T-Rex.
A female Tyrannosaurus rex needs to store the calcium she's building up. And like a Sauro Poseidon, she'll store that calcium in her medullary bone. Staying strong is imperative for a female preparing to mate, especially since, compared to a male, she has far fewer chances to get reproduction right.
Females are born with a set number of eggs within them, so that they have only a set number of, I call them, tickets to eternity, where males produce these by the millions every day. They produce more sperm. Females only have these few eggs, and they have to invest their time, their resources within their bodies in the development of these eggs.
Evolution has also prepared for this difference between males and females.